The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And before I go any further, a little closed circuit message. Matt, I'm glad you found the batteries. I'm glad you found your batteries. And I'll leave it at that. Let me begin the program by giving you an invitation to call. It is Friday, so we can talk about just about anything. That's what Fridays are mostly about. My number again, 877-BOB-LIVE. The election is still up in the air. We still are not certain who will be the next president of the United States. There's that. There are the curfew, the stay-at-home order concerning COVID, statewide curfew, stay-at-home for Columbus and Franklin County. There is that. And a lot of different things going on that we could talk about. So give me a call. Let's talk. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Let me begin by just a cool story. We certainly have enough negative stories about politicians, and many times rightfully so. Sometimes we conclude that they're all corrupt and evil, and sometimes there's quite a bit of evidence for that. But they're not all bad or evil. There are some good guys. And I think one of them, I've never met him, probably never will meet him, but the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, took to Facebook this week and got very open and honest about his feelings, his family, and his faith. Just a few days ago, he wrote this on his Facebook page, quote, "It is fair to say that this last week and a half has been personally difficult for me. In fact, the most difficult of 2020. It's a year we can all agree has been by its very nature tough on all of us. My two oldest girls have been by themselves in self-isolation since the Wednesday after Halloween. My youngest tested positive along with many of her precious friends and classmates. Then he talks about the family difficulties, the problems that he's facing as a governor in these hard days, about how painful it has been for him to watch people suffering in his state. He goes on and talks about the difficulty of the decisions that he has to make and so forth. But then he says this: I wanted to feel sorry for myself. I wanted to focus on the challenges. Honestly, I wanted to focus on all of the negatives. But then I prayed. And when I prayed, God put the book of Isaiah on my heart, specifically Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then he continued. We're going to get through these tough times. We're going to persevere. We're going to come out even stronger on the other side. Why? Because God is with us and because God is our strength and refuge. Psalm 46. Isn't that great? That's from the governor of Mississippi. Blatantly, proudly, quoting scripture and putting his complete faith and trust in a sovereign God. And of course, since you folks are smarter than the average bear and know a little bit more history than the average American, and that's true because so much of American history is no longer taught in our schools, but those of you who have a grasp of American history understand that the comments of Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves falls in line with statements made by governors and presidents throughout our American history. It is very American for a governmental leader, a president or a governor or even a mayor, to quote the Word of God and turn people that are under his or her authority to trust in a sovereign God. Now, today, comments like those made by the governor of Mississippi would be considered by many to be out of line. Some would even call it unconstitutional. Why, a governor and elected representative can't talk about faith and quote the Bible? That violates separation of church and state, which is absolute lunacy. Our culture has changed as to what we, not only what we expect, but even what we allow from our elected leaders. Again, a long American tradition is to expect our leaders to turn our hearts to God. Have you read through the FDR prayer, the World War II FDR prayer that our friend Chris Long has worked so hard to get added to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.? It is a powerful and beautiful prayer, praying for our American troops, praying that our nation as a whole would turn our minds and our hearts to God. This is our history. This is the legacy left behind, certainly not by all, but by the majority of elected political leaders of the past. It is not until the last 60 years of American history that statements like Mississippi's governor would be considered unusual or out of line or even by the far radical left illegal. So I don't know much about Tate Reeves. As I said, never met him. I am certain I never will. But I must say this, after reading what he posted on Facebook, hoping that his constituents in Mississippi would read it and heed it, I must say, may his tribe increase. All right, time to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a open phone Friday. Thank you for joining me. And just so you know, even though I have tried to be a voice of calm and reason and balance about this whole COVID thing, and I've tried to say repeatedly, we are not to live our lives in fear and panic. But just so you know, I understand the gravity and the seriousness. I've been telling you for several days that a very dear friend of ours was very near death in the hospital with COVID. Well, we just heard a few minutes ago that she has passed away. There were other things in addition to the COVID, pneumonia, other complications, but COVID-19 was certainly a large part of that. So, again, this is a dear friend of ours that we've known for many years. So please understand, I understand the gravity of this. I do. And yet, I will continue to add that we don't live our lives in fear. All right. It is Open Phone Friday, and we're going to go to Pickerington, Ohio, and talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what is your perspective on traditional burial? I didn't mean this, you know, I called before you made the announcement about your friend, but traditional burial versus cremation from a Christian point of view. I wonder if you had any strong opinions.
I'll be happy to. And for me, it is more a preference than theology. For me, my personal preference is traditional burial, and I have a strong preference for that. But I would not pretend to make a deep theological, biblical argument for that, because obviously, at the rapture of the dead, the resurrection, God will have no problem whatsoever putting a body back together, whether it decayed in the ground or whether it was burned and cremated. God is not limited in his powers of recreation and resurrection. For me, and again, I want to make it clear, this is my personal preference. I think that burial is more respectful to the fact that God created us, God created our bodies, and when we honor that by burial, for me, I just think it gives more honor to the body. However, we know that other civilizations around the world, throughout history, the greatest honor they could give was to cremate or burn the body. You know, the ancient Vikings That was the greatest honor for them. Some Hawaiian tribes, that's a very traditional thing with them. So that is the way they honor. I don't find any biblical precedent for cremation. The only thing I find in Scripture is burial. Does that mean in and of itself that cremation is bad, wrong, evil, sin? I don't think so. And I have many friends who love God with all their heart who wanted to be cremated when they died. Many. So, again, I know that people have tried to make the theological argument one way or another. For me, it is far more personal preference than it is theology. For me, my preference is traditional burial. I understand cremation is much, much less expensive. And, hey, listen, I understand the economics of death and the burden that it places on families and so forth. So I don't know how much that helps you, Mark. My answer is certainly not a definitive answer, because I don't believe there is a definitive answer.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from, to the honor and respect. I don't see any biblical passages that seem to ban that. But in my view, for a long time, I thought cremation wasn't good. And I thought, no, you got to go burial. And my church actually said that. But then I got to thinking, you know, Christians that have been buried for a couple hundred years, their bodies are basically ashes or, you know.
Or dirt, even if they, or dust. And, of course, the Bible refers to returning to dust.
There you go. So I don't know. I really don't know. I was just one other thing. The cemetery that where my parents are buried, they have like an area where people have been cremated, and they put a very nice vase in the family thing. So to me, you know, when I think of I used to think of cremation like somebody scattering ashes on a trail or out of an airplane. And now I see this in this cemetery that's, you know, pretty respectful, actually.
Almost
take the ashes and you put them on a shelf that's,
yeah, almost,
and I see some of these graves.
Yeah, almost all cemeteries now have areas just for the ashes of those that have been cremated, where you can put an urn in and seal it and so forth. Almost all cemeteries are providing those things because cremation is becoming more and more popular, primarily because of the economics. I have heard Christians just absolutely condemn cremation, but I've not heard a good biblical argument.
Yeah.
So for me, I want them to put me in the ground, but somebody who wants to be cremated, I'm not going to look down on them. I'm not going to judge them, and I'm certainly not going to condemn them. All right.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Mark. All right.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you as well. God bless you. Hey, maybe others of you have a different idea. If so, call and share it. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We will return.